Blog Talk Radio.
Turn or lean over
incline your ears unto me, or bend your ears to me, and hear my speech. Show your marvelous loving kindness, O you that savest by the right hand them that put their trust in you from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me from the shadow of under your wings. Let me read verse 8 again. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings from the wicked that oppress me. And oppress here means attack or afflict me. And when I read that, I think about what the governor ordered the emergency manager to do in Flint, Michigan, and that is to turn the Flint, Michigan water off from Detroit water and start getting them water, their drinking water from the Flint River. And many people have died and are sick with rashes and what have you. Let's pick up at verse 9 again. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass means surround me about. They have enclosed in their own fat. Let me read verse 10 again. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed, again, compass means surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth. And when I read in another Bible, I will read it as I understand it from that other Bible. Verse 11 reads, they have now compassed or surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes to cast us down to the earth. It reads a little different from King James, verse 11. Verse 12, like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, and prey is a victim or his victim, and as it were a young lion lurking in the secret places. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him. And the word disappoint means confronting him. Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is your sword. Verse 14. From men which are they hand. Let me read verse 14 again. From men which are they hand, O Lord, from men of the world which have their portion in this life, and whose belly you fill us with your hid treasure. They are full of children and leave the rest of their substance, and substance means abundance or inheritance, to their babes. As for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with your likeness. We have read Psalms 17 in its entirety. I pray that our Heavenly Father will give you understanding of what has been read. If you need to read it again, just go to the book of Psalms in the Old Testament of the Bible, and I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and look up Psalm 17 and read it for yourselves. Now, sheep, let us have a word of prayer before we get into today's reading in Luke chapter 17. Our Father in heaven, creator of all things, we, your lost sheep, come humbly to you in prayer with praise and thanksgiving, mindful of your protection from the evil one who constantly tempts us daily to do things the evil way. We have surrendered our lives to you, our Father in heaven, and the evil one seems to reject that we have surrendered our lives unto you and wants us to worship his evilness. Instead, we belong to you, Heavenly Father, and we praise and we worship you. Amen. Thank you for giving us the courage to follow your will or do your will. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city, and all of the towns and cities across this United States of America where my family is or are located. We bless you and thank you, our Heavenly Father, for giving us sane, sound minds and allowing us sheep to have excellent health. We thank you for prospering us in all our endeavors. In Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourselves. You'll find it in Exodus 20, verses 3 through 17. Those are the Ten Commandments. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I want all sheep, as well as listeners, evil listeners, or doesn't matter what kind of listener you are, I'm just happy that you're listening to this particular program. Sabbath starts on Friday evening, and it ends today on Saturday evening. Again, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. You may have another Bible that reads a little different from the King James Version of the Bible, but that's okay because it normally tells the same thing. I want you sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. Those are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case I'm right. I may say something that you will want to remember, and you can jot it down for yourself and refer to it a little later. I heard on the news where it was talking about their penicillin is unable to cure a certain infection that has come to the United States of America. And that just reminds me of what we read in Matthew chapter 24. I think it starts at maybe verse 4. I'm trying to turn to Matthew 24 right now to look at what it says. Let's see. I'm in Mark. Yeah, I want to remind you, sheep, of, before I start reading today's lesson in Luke chapter 18, the parable of the persistent widow, I just want to remind you when I heard that penicillin cannot cure this disease that has come to the United States, it reminds me of what Jesus told his disciples about the end of the world or the end of the age. And I turn to Matthew 24, and I want to pick up reading at verse 4, maybe down to verse 9. I'll read that for you quickly. And write it down. Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, 24, semicolon. That's those two dots. And then put 4, and then a dash through 9. This is what I want you to know. And Jesus answered and said unto them, that is his disciples, take heed, H-E-E-D, means pay attention, that no man deceive you. You know, just make sure that you be careful of who you listen to. And that includes me. Verse 5, it says, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Don't be fooled, people. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. And of course you hear of those now. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine. Famine means lack of food. And pestilences. Pestilences are diseases such as the new disease is called Zika. That's where a mosquito bites you. And if a woman is pregnant, her baby may come out with a small head. And that's a disease. Also, you got AIDS. You got the EBD-68, Ebola, E. coli, herpes, tuberculosis, sexually transmitted diseases, head lice. Those are the things. So when I heard on the news yesterday about this disease that has come out, I don't know what its name is called yet. But I want you, sheep, my listeners, to be informed that we are, I believe, at the end of the age, or the end of the world, so as the Bible says, where it says pestilences. And then a few weeks back, we had earthquakes in diverse places. Diverse mean many places. So verse 8 says, and these are the beginnings of sorrows. So we are at the beginning of sorrow. And I just pray that our Heavenly Father, let's get into what our Father has told us to do. And you have some preachers that have the gall or the audacity to say that we are no longer have to follow Jesus' laws or the rules of Jesus. Well, I'm just going to tell you straight up, those who say that, they're lying. And I would not do what I'm doing if my Heavenly Father had not told me to feed his sheep or minister unto the people. I want my place in heaven. And I'm going to read to you Matthew 5. Put it right down, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, a 5. Then put a semicolon, that is two dots, 17. And it says, think not that I have come to destroy the law. And when he says the law, he's talking about those Ten Commandments that Moses gave. And they are in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. Excuse me, see if I had the burp. Verses 3 through 17. But you can read all of Exodus chapter 20. Or the prophets, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. It doesn't matter to me what who is Paul wrote all these different letters, says, I am a follower of Jesus Christ and not of Paul. So, sheep. Having said all of that, let's get into today's read. Today's read is Luke chapter 18 about the persistent in parable. That's a story of the persistent widow. Persistent means that she wouldn't stop. She would constantly, every time she could remember, she would follow or find this judge to continually say to him, "Avenge me." Let's read the lesson and get the understanding, because I may say something that's not written in the Bible, but I want to say what my Heavenly Father has told the prophets, or what's written in this Bible. Let's read Luke chapter 18, starting at verse 1. "And he spake a parable." Of course, you know sheep by now. A parable is a story unto them, to this end, to his disciple and those who were there with him, that man ought to always pray. Men ought to always do what, sheep? You're so smart. They may always pray. They might always pray and not faint. And not to do what, sheep? Faint. That's right. Not to fall out and faint. But we just continue going in our Heavenly Father's paths or his ways. Verse 2. "Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded," and regarded means respected, "man." Verse 3. "And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversaries." And you know, sheep, adversary is your enemy. "And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, Though I fear not God, nor regard man, or respect man, yet because this widow troubles me," she's constantly coming to him, "I will avenge her, lest," L-E-S-T means otherwise, "by her continual coming, she wear me out, or she weary me," and W-E-A-R-O-Y, that means to wear me out. She makes me tired. I get tired of seeing her. This is what I'm thinking he's saying to himself. Because he says, she weary me. And weary me means to wear me out. Verse 6. "And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? Verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" I certainly pray that he will. Verse 9, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee." And of course, you know, a Pharisee are those men who criticized Jesus for keeping the law as well as following the sayings of the prophets, and the other a publican. A publican is a tax collector. "The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not as other men are, extortioners, and extortioners reminds me of those creditors who lend us money and they charge us these absorbent fees. The extortioners are bloodsuckers or parasites. Unjust adulterers. He's saying that he's not like the extortioners or unjust or adulterers. And you know, adulterers are those people who have sexual relations outside of their marriage or with people other than their spouse. Or even as this tax collector. So this Pharisee, in my view, is arrogant. Verse 12, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. See, he's being selfish. He thinks he's all this, but he's nothing, in my view. Verse 13, and the publican, the tax collector, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote. Smote means to strike his chest or beat on his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you this, that man went down to his house justified, and that is the Pharisee. He went down to his house justified rather than the other. The other person is the publican, for every one that exalteth himself and exalteth himself, that is, rises himself or think high of himself, shall be abased. He will be abased, so that publican will be belittled, or he's little. And he that humbled himself, the publican humbled himself, shall be exalted or honored. So I want to make sure that I say this correctly. In my reading of what has been said, that Pharisee will be abased. And that is, he will be brought down or belittled. And the publican who said to in his prayer, have mercy on me, will be honored. Verse 15, and they brought unto him also infants, that they, he's talking about, I believe, are his disciples, that he would, or that he would touch them. Perhaps they, let me read verse 15 again, other than they may not be his disciples, they just may be the people brought to him. And it says, verse 15 says, and they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them, but his disciples saw it and rebuked them. Rebuked means to scold or criticize the people. And I just want to thank God for right now. I do not hear any of those things that I normally hear in the background, those noises today. And I'm thanking God. I pray that those, when I read, sometimes you may not hear me, but 5 or 10 seconds, and then I come back in. I know that I had talked with my provider, and they said it was not that on their end. And I had spoke with Blog Talk Radio, and they were saying that was months past. They were saying it was not on their end, and I thank God that, and I praise God that today I'm not hearing anything. It sounds clear to me. Verse 16, but Jesus called unto him and said, suffer little children to come unto me, for and forbid them not. Forbid means to ban or stop them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily, verily means certainly or truly, I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. So we must receive the kingdom of heaven as a little child would in order to get in. Verse 18, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And that's what I want, life everlasting, eternal life with our Heavenly Father. Verse 19, and Jesus, or Yeshua, said unto him, why callest you me good? None is good, save except one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery. And again, that's you're not having sexual relations with people other than your spouse. Do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness. False witness means to lie on others. Do not lie on others. Honor your father and your mother. And he, but that certain ruler said, I have kept, let's read verse 21 again. The certain ruler said, and he said, all these things I have kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus, or Yeshua, heard these things, he said unto him, yet lackest you one thing. Sell all that you have, and distribute unto the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. And when he, the young ruler, heard this, he was very sorrowful, and he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they which have riches enter into the kingdom of God, for it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And let me stop at verse 25, see, to let me tell you what I know about the needle's eye. And the needle's eye is a door opening. It's not like the needle that you and I may put thread in to patch up some of our clothing. It is, the needle's eye is a doorway that you go through. For instance, my doorway, I would say it's about 12 feet high and maybe 4 feet wide. And it might be difficult for a camel to go through with all its goods on loaded up on its humps. So that's what he's talking about. It may be easier. Let me read verse 25 again so that you can get a better understanding of what our Father is saying here. Verse 25, for it's easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 26, and they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he, Jesus, said, these things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all and followed you. And he, Yeshua, Jesus, said unto them, his disciples and those who were listening, verily, verily means certainly or truly, I say unto you, there is no man that has left house or parent or brethren or wife or children for the kingdom of God's sake. Wow. Excuse me, for God's sake, verse 30. Who shall not receive manifold, and manifold means much or many more in the present time and in the world to come, life everlasting. Then he took up the 12, that is, the 12 disciples, and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. And that's where I told you earlier about Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, where Jesus did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill, that is, to accomplish everything that was written of him. Verse 32, For he shall be delivered, unto the Gentiles. And I was reading in another book, it says, instead of Gentiles, it says Romans. And of course, it was the Roman people who killed Jesus. And if you don't know by now, and if your pastor is continually saying that Jesus is white, they are telling you a lie. There is nowhere I have read in the Bible where it tells you that Jesus had blonde hair or blue eyes or green eyes. That is idolatry that they're teaching you. And they're supposed to be men of the Bible. They are teaching you a lie. I will tell you, read in Revelation chapter 1, verses maybe 13, 14, 15. It tells you that Jesus had hair like wool. That's hair like a black person when they wash it. As well as his feet as being bronze. Bronze, you're not that silly. You know that bronze is brown. Jesus Christ is a black man or a man of color. Let's read. Let's continue reading. I pray that you hear that because, as you know, my phone conversation sometimes is blocked. Fades in and out. You'll hear me 1 minute and maybe 5 seconds or 10 seconds will pass. Then I will come back in. So let's read verse 32 again. For he shall be delivered unto the Gentiles. His own people delivered him unto the Gentile. Black people, some black people despise each other, and shall be mocked. He will be made fun of and spitefully entreated and spit on, and they shall scourge him, that's beat him, and put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. You'll find that in read Mark chapter 15, verse says 19 and 20. Perhaps it'll tell you the same things here that Luke is saying about what's going to happen to our Heavenly Father when he is turned over to the Idumeans or the Edomites or the white man. And that's what the white people did. In my view, they are the enemy. And they tell us that we are African Americans when we are not. We are the children of Israel. The America, United States of America, had people, the Moors had established on the East Coast. They won't teach you that. You have to do digging for yourself because the Moors had been kicked out of Spain or run out of Spain, and that's where they lived. And the Moors look just like us Israelites. And that's why I do some digging. You'll find that I think President Nasser of Egypt said years ago, those people that left here, left Israel were black. We cannot accept these people who you're bringing in. And the United States and the United Nations placed the wrong people over there. That's why they will not have peace. Let me try to finish up my reading. Verse 33, and they shall scourge him and put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And you should know that he rose from the third day, and this Good Friday day, that's a lie too that you've been taught. I don't have time to explain it to you because I want to read to verse 43. But one day I'll tell you that the first day is like Sunday. The second day is Tuesday. The second day is Monday. The third day is Tuesday. But nonetheless, that's a different subject. And I need to tell you or show you in the Bible where I've read, and it tells you that Jesus was, he was not killed on a Friday. I think it was on a Wednesday. Let's pick up at verse 34. And they understood none of these things, and this thing was hid from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. And it came to pass that as he was come near to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth passes by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked me to scold or criticize him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he saw him, and when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what will you that I do unto you? And he said, the blind man said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying him. Glorifying means praising God. And all the people that saw it gave praise unto God. That ends the reading of Luke chapter 17. Come with me and bring your children to listen to my program next Sabbath, if it's God's will, where I will read chapter 19. Luke 19. Let us have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for keeping us sheep from all the evil things, especially and giving us protection, especially from the evil one who constantly seems to attack me, if not the other, and wants to bring me under temptation. But you keep me, and I thank you for giving me the courage to follow your will, our Heavenly Father. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. Amen. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. as in James chapter 4, verse 15 says, if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath.
Father,
just paraphrasing.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation.